The so-called Ministry of Internal Affairs of breakaway Transnistria region of Moldova states that the drones were launched allegedly from the Ukrainian side in the direction of the village of Kovbasna, where a large ammunition depot is located, and the fire was opened. On the morning of the 27th of April, at 8:45, shots were fired from the Ukrainian side in the direction of the Transnistrian settlement of Kovbasna. No casualties have been reported yet, the statement reads. Earlier, Transnistrian telegram channels reported shooting near depots in the area of Kovbasna village. The day before, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine stated that provocations in the unrecognized republic were being staged by the Russian special services to drag the region into the war with Ukraine. In particular, residents of the unrecognized republic received SMS allegedly from Ukraine's armed forces and special services of Ukraine. The messages contain a warning about a missile and artillery strike on the territory of the so-called Moldovan Republic of Transnistria. We note, the state of Ukraine has nothing to do with these and similar provocations. Such fakes and incidents, which are likely to take place in the territory of the Transnistrian region, are nothing more than another provocation staged by the Russian special services against Ukraine and Moldova, Ukrainian intelligence stressed. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine also reported that the units of the task force of Russian troops were on full alert in the Transnistrian region of the Republic of Moldova. The heavy security was rolled out. As a reminder, one of the largest ammunition depots in Europe is located in the village of Kovbasna in Transnistria. According to various estimates, more than 20,000 tons of ammunition, shells, mines, bombs, grenades, and ammunition are stored there. Most of the ammunition was brought there after the withdrawal of Soviet troops from the territories of the former German Democratic Republic, Czechoslovakia, and other European countries. For 30 years, the depot has been guarded by Russian troops stationed in the region. Bohdan Marushiak.